Accession number 19129, Reel 7.
Footage frames. We looked about that. Notified dead by Ramsey Wake. Then we got on this bloody train. Took us up the front. Up that. Atlas Mountains. Went over them.
And what was there on the way? Was that lots of trucks and that gone there and there?
We pulled into this station. There was a railway tunnel through the mountain. Train pulled in. And we all got out. Came back. And there was a station on the end. We went in there for it. There was a meal and everything prepared for us. Because our old transport, the trucks and that went up by road, you know. Mm. And they were just being in front. And this meal ready for us. Some of the bookers got out of the train, left the doors, never closed the doors. Mm. We're all in this like a big waiting room, you know. There's a bloody train come down the other way and knocked off the bloody doors off. God, oh man. We got back on. It's cold at night, you know.
How long does it take? How long are you on the train
for? Oh, hell. We're in a few hours. Only a few hours. And, we had blankets all sorts of trying to keep the bloody wind out of the carriage. It was bloody frozen.
What did people do on the carriages? Were they playing cards and that and gambling and things like that?
Then we got up to this place. Yeah, I forget what you call it now. These bloody Arabs were selling eggs.
You bought all these sultanas or something? Everybody was sick or something?
Dates. Figs.
Everybody ate them in the island.
We're all eating them. We all had the shits.
Well, you're always hungry, like, even then.
Well, yeah, you're on army rations. Well, we're just human fellas. We did. We're only,
What did they get? What was your dinner most of that? Like your standard dinner? What was your standard food that you got at the,
Well, you used to get porridge in the morning for your breakfast, and then you might have a couple of sausages and fried bread or something, or maybe a piece of bacon, and sometimes an egg, and fried bread. You could get ordinary bread as well if you wanted it. You used to queue up in the dining room with plates and come back and sit down and eat. And then you used to get your dinner, 1 o'clock. Dinner and, the usual thing, tatties, vegetables.
Was it always, was it well cooked or was it?
No, it was kind of decent. And you used to go up and get your tea. About 5, half past 5. But this was in England, in at Bransworth. But, if you wanted any supper, everything that was left that day was, they used to cook it up again, make broth with it and things like that. And if you went up the cookhouse about half past 8, you'd get a plate of soup and a couple of slices of bread, But if you had any money, you used to go to the naffy.
What would you get there, like?
Beans on toast, that was there. That was the popular. It was cheaper. Just get a couple of slices of toast and put the spoonfuls of beans on top, right?
You could have a, could you have a beer there? You could have 2 pints or something.
Oh, I used to go. just wouldn't have a drink. But I don't know. I never saw anybody drunk. I think it was specially brewed. We used to drink the first night we were in. Went in. And, well, they had this draft beer, but it was, oh, it was terrible. They had these bottles of Newcastle Amber Ale, not brown ale, Amber Ale. Well, it was a woman was drinking that. Anyway, we used to drink that. You could drink 10 bottles of it. And it
could still be
sweet. On you.
So what happened if you got off the train?
Well, we got off these trucks on the night.
This would be like January 1943, something like that.
Aye, 1942. And we're all on these trucks. We got shot about kit bags and everything. They were all put in a big compound. And that's all we had. They were a big pack, small pack. Rifle and everything, whatever. Sidearms. And there's proper, you sit up the side of the truck. Traveling over 2 or 3 hours easy.
What did you see on the way? What did you notice?
A good damn way, couldn't see now. It was just all
scrubby countryside.
Then got dark, pulled up, and we all had to get out, fall in, get into the towns and sections, you know. And we marched. No lights on in there, and everything was, we're getting in the front seat.
Could you hear anything in the distance or anything?
Oh, you could hear gunfire now and again, you know. Sometimes. Then we got off there. We got to this, like a hillside, where there was three. We're all in platoons and that, you know, in sections. And we just fit in platoon, you know, fit in platoon, right? Right, the sergeant, right? March on, you know, the school. And section so and so. Over there, section so and so here, so section so and so over there. Went in where the Roy West Kents were there. They were all up and pretty enough. Bloody boots. They were all bloody clear. Boots and everything.
Because they'd been there for
a They'd been there for weeks. Well, a couple of weeks at the more at least.
So what did you think when you saw them? Was everybody?
We were right among it, yeah. Brain gunner. I forget what section I was in. The seventh section, I think. Right side. Oh, your brain gunner. You went over this. This little bloke was there. He was brain gunner. He's number two. He says, this is your brain gun post. He says, just over the top of that hill there. He says, Jerry's over there. That's the look. And off they went. That's all we knew. We used to have to go over the top at night time. We used to be on stand two.
What's that mean?
So then we got dark. It was just starting to get dark. We're on the side of the hill, say. We're on the back side. You know, we dug in and we dug out and all sorts of bait. When it got dark, we all went over the top on the front side. And those dugouts there as well, slit trenches. We had positions there where we used to go there, and you were there all night.
Why did they do that?
very stunned too. Because you couldn't see from the back. But when you got on the front.
Oh, but then you leave the front during the day, because then you were exposed to them during the day.
You had to get back after it was late.
Was it all static in the front then, because of the weather? Was it?
Well, it was static. There wasn't much going on. But this hill we were on, there was a big one in front of us called Green Hill. It was way up above us, you could see everything, right behind. There's another one up here, called Sugarloaf. And then there was another one, called Baldy. And he was on top of that. They were there for weeks, man, they couldn't get him off.
What did you say to the Germans to start with, just the noise of the guns and that's all?
Oh, the way to see them at night. You should get the night glasses on them. You can see them on Green Hill walking about. You know. But it was way up above us. It used to slope down like that. Then up. And there was a road. Came round our positions. Went along there. And round. And there was three Bren carriers. When he first got there, tried to get through, he was on the top. He stopped. That was the stop. He couldn't get any further. He knocked these three Bren carriers out.
So they were wrecked when you got there? They had already been wrecked when you got there?
Oh, they were there. I think they were going Sutherland Islanders were on them.
So what happened on your first night? You were given the gun. You were told to
take the position. Go over the top. And, it was moonlight, you know. You could see clear.
So what did you know? What was going on elsewhere? Did people tell you that?
You used to go along our hill. There was a railway tunnel. The railway, where they had that. That was like Company HQ. There was three tunnels all together, and every one of them was like a Company HQ. It was all sandbagged up at the front. And that used to face Jerry, you know. Ooh, about 20 foot thick sandbags, staggered, you know. So as you could walk in between them. And that's where the HQ was. Where the officers and all them, apart from our platoon officer, that, you know, he had his own dugout. But that's where they used to go.
How deep were the dugouts then? How deep were they?
What?
The dugouts.
Oh, 3 or 4 foot.
Is that all?
Oh, yeah. The buggers used to. When it rained out there, it used to come down in sheets. And it used to fill up with water, man.
How did you get your dinner when you were at the front? Then
used to bring it round out the coke. There was a big coke house in the tunnel, see? You used to have these containers. You might get picked for fatigues to go and bring the group.
Were you expecting them to attack you then when you were there?
I don't know, not really. I don't think there was many of them there, the juries. There wasn't. Couldn't have been. They got dug in top of them hills and you couldn't get them off. In fact, the only way they did get them off the finish, you had to go around the back. That's why we got captured. We pulled away from there a few weeks after. And we went down to a place called Sedgenane. That was only like a slope, you know. We went down to there in the woods, and then there was about a mile flat, and then went up this slope. He was on top of that. We went out on the morn. We got onto the back side of it, like, we got pinned down. We were there 3 days. That was on the Saturday morning. Trying to get up, couldn't. Sunday we had a go. Could use a top machine guns and that, you didn't put your hand up or something. And we had a go on the Monday morning. That was it, that's when we got took prisoner.
Going back to when you first got there then, so... To go back when you were first... When you first got to the dug, you first got to the dugout and you were dug in, you were there. So what was the routine for those weeks? What would you be doing? You'd be on the guard, you'd be like on duty then.
Oh, I
like
didn't
8 hours on or 8 hours off. Or how would it work?
No, you were just you just going. Oh, I had duties, you had times and that where you had to be there, but it was just at night time.
She used to go out on patrols and then, didn't
used to go around. I used to have to go around to there. Well, they used to bring it round. Patrols tonight. It was mostly NCOs. But I was on the bugger regular patrols. We used to go over the top. Down, and we had wire at the road, where the road was. Well, he had wire up as well, farther, you know, behind. He used to go through the wire. We'd go as far as we could, looking, you know, just like observation.
Did you black your face up before? Did you black your face up and do all of that?
Oh, aye. I used to borrow a Tommy gun. I used to have to go around the tunnel and get it. And I was like at the back. And we used to go forward, you know. And if you heard anything, you all used to get down. And I used to turn around. I used to face the back.
Did you have like a password and all that stuff?
Oh, aye. Passwords and all sorts.
And did he like brief you before you did it?
We used to go as far as we could, or maybe go down to put wire up, put some more wire up, you know, things like that. We used to go. We used to come back. But that, he was a commando, man.
Lord Lovett.
He was there. He had a commando there as well. They came up. He sent them out. He wanted a prisoner. We were on the front at the time. He was standing on the. I was in the dugout and he was standing on the top. Love it. And the CEO, two or three officers, you know. He sent them out. Oh, they'd been gone about half an hour. Maybe some longer. You know, standing watching, you know. The night glasses on. And all of a sudden, these fairy lights went up. Flares. Jerry. All bloody hell broke loose. There was bloody Tommy guns going, machine guns, the bloody lot. Anyway, they came back, no prisoner. He banged the buggers out again. And I'll send you out for a rabbit, he says. I want at least the bloody skin when you come back. He wanted proof the buggers had been up with 1,030 yards, I think. Lord Lovett. He just died there. Forget which commando that was. The number, they used to have numbers. They were with us all the time, them.
Were they like attached to the side then?
No, they were just, they were with us. They were with us when we went there. A couple of days before we got captured, I think they must have pulled them back. They went somewhere else. there's none of them there, the morning we were captured, there's no commandos there. I don't know, someone knew.
You had a barney with your corporal or something like that, didn't you?
No, I couldn't have any idea.
What was that? You slept in his dugout, didn't
he? No, I'd been, see, when you've been the front line, you'd see him every couple of weeks. You just have to go behind.
Why?
For a bath and everything, you know? And get medically examined and things like that. Used to go back about 10 miles behind the front. And I went back. I used to be there, I think it was 48 hours. And I got back. And he used to bring you up with the trucks. He used to drop you off in the way you had to make your own way after that. And I got back and, on the hillside. It was about 4 o'clock in the morning, it was 3 o'clock in the morning when I went back.
What, just on your own?
They were on stand too. They were on the front, see? And I got back, my dugout, it's full of water. Look around, full of water, all the place. I was going up the hillside and I saw this dugout, it was dug in. Into the hillside. I looked in, it was dry and everything. I said, I'm going here. Go down. You just have to get out and go in backwards, you know. Couldn't get in and turn around. Straight to slip. The next thing I knew, this book led over my feet. Anyway, I got out of his bloody head, yeah.
Was it corporal?
He's dug out, yeah.
Was he the black rat, was that?
No, he was Sergeant Major, him. And he finished up a major, Pearson. And they were beside under me. I said, who the bloody hell are you talking about? But I was vexed as well. Down the bloody side of the bank, there's a road and it's supposed to be mined. I says, you talk to me like I'm much more harsh, and I'll put you straight in that bloody mine. And this bloody Lance Corporal was standing there. I forget his name. Horrible bloody bloke. He never used to mix with any bugger. Get his name now. Did you hear that, Corporal? Did you hear that? He says, yes, Corporal. Yes. I said, on the bloody charge. I was up in front of the bloody CO.
What, back in the tunnel?
I went around the tunnel, the bloody colonel. I was in front of the colonel. The bloody company commander was there, Major Balance. Bloody black rat was there, where he was Sergeant Major then. Edgar was there, the bloody other corporal, what was Lockwood, that was it, Lockwood. He was there. About 20 of us there all together. He was just asking firing questions at us, it seemed like that, you know. There was my officer, the town officer, the town commander was Lieutenant Duck, called up. And he got us off, really. He's, after all the palaver and all that, the colonel, he said, Mr. Duck, he says, what sort of a man, what sort of a soldier is Tunney, Private Tunney? He says, he's one of the best men I've got, sir. That was it. I think he stopped 3 months' pay. Nothing. If it had been any more serious, I would get in the bloody glasses. Threatening the bloody NCO.
Was Edgar not in your platoon, then, was he?
Well, yeah, he was my bloody section leader.
So he was in the platoon as well?
Well, yeah.
Well, he couldn't have been there.
He was in the bloody section.
Well, he must have rubbed up in the wrong way.
Hmm?
The officer. taken your side, Mr. Rubio, from
He was a bloody fluffy sort of a bloke, and you know, he would never have gotten promoted, the bloody attitude he had.
Did nobody try to get her in the glass house to get out of the front line, and did nobody just put her off or anything?
There was one or two who would have tried to, I don't know. He disappeared, you never saw the movies anymore. Well, there's a few.
What, from your platoon? I just remember
the bloody battalion, you know.
How would you hear about that? Did you say he's not here?
He's gone.
You know, they'd run off to Algiers or something, and,
I was trying to get in bloody Spain, I say, where was it used to? I forget now.
Morocco, it's a Spanish
Well,
Morocco.
It was too far away, but if they didn't get numbered well, like the bloody Jerrys would get them. You know, they'd never get through.
He used to get attacked by planes in that as well, though, didn't
he? We had a lot of guns there, we had a lot of artillery, that place, and it was definitely a blockage that stopped the bloody advance, as they would have been into Chiunas long before they were, they would have gotten Chiunas, but they couldn't get through that lot. There's books about it, I forget now what I think they call them the, I've seen a photograph of them since. The medical officer brought it back. He'd been back. The Ponduk Hills in Algiers. Oh, it was massive. Great, what we used to call Green Hill. It was a big black mountain. It was all right up. We used to be looking up at it like that. You know, and Jerry was on there, and he was on this other one, he was on the other one, right up, Baldy. It was Green Hill, Baldy, and Sugarloaf, and that was his rabbit warren. Well, we had the foresters, they were down below us, you know, and St. Fifth Leicester's there. I don't know whether they were on our right, but the foresters was down on our left.
But didn't you have to, if you had to deliver something or something, yeah, I remember you said once you had to like run between these hills and be shot by a guy like you. What was that?
I was on running. I was on company running. Wait, there's lots of like messages, you know, they're not sending over the wireless. And used to send a runner. I used to have to go back to battalion HQ, where it was about 2 or 3 miles.
Mm-hmm. And there was a shortcut or something, wasn't there?
Yeah, but where he was, Jerry, and where we were, was to come down like that, and then was to come back, as you were coming away, used to come up a hill like that, and then you had to go over the top. Jerry was, he could see, but he could only see about the top 20 or 30 yards,
yeah.
You know what I mean? You must have had a machine gun on fixed lines. You could set a machine gun up, you know, and clamp the lines down. So as you just pull the trigger and it fires exactly where you've aimed at before when you set it up. Mm. You must have had a bugger on fixed lines. You used to go up this hill, you used to get to a certain distance, you could see, you know, the line where he'd be able to see you. It was about 20 yards, this road. And this, used to sober that way as well, and down at the other side. So you had to get on the road. You couldn't go down there. You had to keep on the road. And it was weird. And they used to run like hell, you know, zigzagging over the bloody top. Sometimes you used to fire, sometimes you didn't.
What, and the bullets would be zooming over your head and that?
The bullets. Aye, couldn't be running. Oh, you used to get your duties, you know, the, during the day and things like that. You had to clean your bloody gear, you oil your bloody rifle and make
sure.
They'd
have inspections and that, just the same, eh?
Oh, aye, they'd come round and look, make sure everything was